Hey, what's up? In today's episode, I have the privilege of interviewing Eddie Cumberbatch, who just turned 19 years old, yet his social media marketing agency is making $30,000 per month. If you're someone who wants to grow a following online or you need to make better content, I highly recommend to listen to today's episode. Eddie is a content creator himself, in addition to being a business owner, and he has a really great strategic funnel about how to grow your audience and transition them from just followers into actual customers or leads for your business. If you want to check out Eddie's social media profiles, we'll put them in the show notes down below this episode. But without further ado, here's the interview. All right, so Eddie, thank you so much for joining us today. I would love if you could start by just telling us a little about yourself and your background. I know on some of your content, I've seen like you're a college dropout. You formerly had like a 9-to-5. So tell me a little bit about how you got here today and who the heck even are you?
So my name's Eddie Cumberbatch. I'm a 19-year-old entrepreneur, content creator. So I've been on TikTok for the last 3 years making content. In high school, I started like a reselling business for sneakers. And I thought I'd like share my journey. I mean, I was scrolling on TikTok and I thought that it'd be something that people would be interested in. So I started making content, sharing that, and I grew an audience and started to build a community, and people were asking me to just build a community. So I kind of turned it into a business. That was like my first business. And then basically from there, I've just been continuing to post content, test new things, try new things out. And so recently I started an agency helping other people with content and growing businesses through content. And I did that in November, dropped out of college to go all in on like social media marketing, just TikTok, just because I see a lot of potential in like this new, I guess, short form video industry. And so I went all in on that in November. It is now June, and we've scaled our agency to around 30K a month now consistently.
That's super impressive. I think a lot of people see potential and they're like, hey, maybe I had a reel that did really well, or hey, I went to this conference and I heard about this new thing and I'm getting really excited. But actually making the jump to drop out of college or to leave whatever like traditional safe job you might have had before, that's scary. So how did you actually make that leap? Because like, you know, a lot of people probably feel like they want to, but how did you actually get to that point?
So, I mean, even in high school, I kind of knew that I didn't want to go to college. I mean, I had a business that was doing really well at the time. And I told my parents, hey, I don't want to go to college. I think I want to try taking a gap year. But they were like, yo, you should go, make us happy and just be secure, be safe, you know, have that backup plan. And so I listened to them and I went, and I got there and I realized that it wasn't for me. Just the whole culture and the stuff, the time I had to spend doing things that I didn't like doing, it just didn't really make sense. And so I was going back and forth between dropping out for a while. And then the thing that really just pushed me over was realizing that it felt like I blinked and I looked back and I realized 2 months had passed. And I know that like with that time, so much could have been done that was spent doing other things. And so I was like, I mean, worst case scenario, I can go back to school.
Yeah.
If like whenever. And so I just decided, let's try it out, go all in and see what happens in the next few months.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I heard someone recently say, you know, you can always go back to it. You can always go back to school. You can always go back to the 9-to-5. But I love that kind of being faced with reality of what could have happened in the last 2 months while you were in school. How did you feel once you did make that decision? Because I know you just mentioned like your parents wanted to make them happy by going to college. How did you feel once you did actually like make that switch and go all in on content creation and now starting this agency?
So I actually didn't tell them, which is at first, it was pretty funny that I didn't tell them and I just did it. And a week later, my mom called me and was like, hey, how's classes going? And I like was lying to her and she was like, are you sure you didn't drop out? Somehow she knew. I guess mothers just always know.
Mom's always know.
Yeah. And so that was like really interesting. But right when I did drop out, it was like such a relief, such a weight off my chest. It was like freeing because I went from having like class on most days from like 10 till 3 or 4, whatever it was, having to worry about homework and worrying about like studying and all this stuff at college, to having a completely free schedule and calendar. And I didn't have something like that. I mean, high school and then the summer before I was traveling. And so I was busy. I didn't have the time to fully dedicate into my business every single day, every single hour. And just having like literally from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep, being able to focus and put my full attention on business was just like, it was amazing, to be honest. I think that's why I grew so fast.
Hmm. I love that. That's awesome. You're 19 years old, right? You just turned 19, like about almost exactly a month ago at the time we're recording this, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, happy birthday and congratulations. I hope our listeners are inspired because you're only 19 years old and you're crushing it. Talk to me more about like the stresses or the unique pressures that you feel that you might face because you're so young, and maybe how that might be different if you were, say, in your 40s and had a family.
I feel like a lot of people my age can relate to this. I feel like everyone is just hearing, like seeing, I mean, especially with TikTok and just the way social media is now, they are all seeing other people doing really well. And so they feel like they need to be doing well. Like yesterday, like they feel like that this is something that they should be doing. And if they're not, then they're wasting their life and wasting their time. And so there's always a pressure to do more. And so I feel like that's a big like misconception. Like I feel like there's never going to be a time when you're going to be happy with where you're at, because there's always just more levels to the game. I've talked to a lot of people who are further ahead than me, and I've looked up to them for a while. And then I've actually got to sit down and have a conversation with them. And they've been like, yeah, I've been doing this since I was 14. I'm 21 now, doing like 7 figures a month. But every single week, I just realize that there's more levels to this. And it's just like it's a cycle. And so yeah. I feel like that's one thing that I've struggled with, is just like realizing that I have to be grateful for where I'm at and stop only focusing on the future and what's next. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. How do you balance that? Do you have any checks in place? Because I definitely myself, time to time, feel like, oh, there's more, always more. I could be doing more. And especially on social media, you know, I can like look at this person who's 16 years old and they just bought a house and they're making, you know, millions of dollars every month. So there is always more. So how do you balance that out for yourself personally? How do you check yourself? And how do you make sure that you don't fall victim to this society and this rat race competition that we live in?
So the way that I've been doing things recently, and I like it a lot, I mean, this is why I'm in Mexico. So we have a system where it's like, we'll grind really, really hard for 3 months and then take a little mini break to take a step back and reflect and see kind of what happened during the last 3 months, see what we did great on, and actually enjoy the fruits of our labor. And so that's kind of why I'm out here in Mexico for 2 weeks now, to set, like take a step back and reset. And so like yesterday was the first day that I've ever like taken fully off in like wow. 6 months probably. Like I didn't take any calls. I did like 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes of work, but that's like the least amount of work I've done in the last like 6 months. I spent the entire day on a boat with my friends, and I was just like sitting there and like realizing like, wow, I remember talking about this 6 months ago. Like I can't wait to do this, and now I'm actually here. And we had to keep constantly reminding ourselves to just be present and enjoy the moment, because we kept thinking about, oh, I can't wait to get back to work and all this. But we had to just keep reminding ourselves just to be present and enjoy what we've worked for.
I love that. That is flipping awesome. I want to commend you on that. Like, that's really, really cool. And that's tough to do. Speaking from one entrepreneur and content creator to another, that's really tough to do. So I admire that. And that's awesome. I know that you are probably going to be younger than the majority of our listeners, but I would still love to hear, what advice would you give to your younger self, or even just a younger content creator in general, who maybe wants to emulate what you've done and get to where you're at?
I would say that, for one, you got to surround yourself with the right people. If you don't have people who are kind of on the same path as you, you'll be distracted if they're not in your circle. And so for one, just getting around people, making sure that they're trying to do something similar to you or the same thing as you. And then, obviously, I'm very biased in this, but you need to be on social media. No matter what you're doing, no matter what type of business you're running, being on social media will 10x, 100x, 1,000 times the time and the speed it'll take you to get where you're trying to go. And it'll open so many doors for you. And then also, I would just say you have to just fail. Know you're going to fail. I'm like, we're fixing a lot of failures that we've had recently, like right now. No matter where you're at, there's going to be problems you're going to run into. So you just have to know that like this whole business thing is really just fixing whatever the problem is and then figuring out what the next problem is to fix.
Yeah. I like to say that as entrepreneurs, like it's our job to basically just be paid problem solvers. Like my wife's always like, what do you do on a daily basis? And I'm like, I just put out fires. Like, you know, this thing goes wrong, this thing breaks, this thing doesn't go as planned, and just constantly putting out those fires and fixing those things. Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a two-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial. I just put out fires. Like, you know, this thing goes wrong, this thing breaks, this thing doesn't go as planned, and just constantly putting out those fires and fixing those things. One thing that I love talking now about, like, your content, especially on TikTok, I love your fast-paced daily vlogs. I think they're super well done. They're quick cut. You have a really gorgeous apartment, high-rise apartment in Chicago, which, you know, the aesthetics are always nice for that. But talk to me more about your daily life. Of course, like, I know right now you're taking this little siesta in Mexico, but a normal workday, day in Eddie's life, walk me through what that looks like.
Okay, so typically I wake up, I used to have a really strict sleep schedule, but it's kind of gotten more relaxed. So I wake up around 6 to 7. And then go work out at my boy Renzo's crib, who lives next to me. So I'll do that, do my little morning routine. I meditate, take cold showers, drink coffee, and read. And then I get right into work, typically around 9. And what that looks like is some deep work. And so that could be scripting out some content or some ideas, working on some back-end stuff for our agency and working with clients. And then around 11 to 12, I'll start taking my first few sales calls of the day. And then I have sales calls from around 11 till like 4 or 5, 6, depending on how booked out I am. Mm-hmm. And so deep work in the morning, sales midday, and then at the end of the day, I'll consume and I'll learn. So whether that's from the mastermind that I'm currently in or just some YouTube content, reading, or anything that's going to help me learn more and increase my skills, I'll typically consume something like that in the evening and then wind down, hit the hot tub or go get dinner with my friends. We used to film content every day, like at 6 after work, but I switched my content style now to this like vlog lifestyle stuff. And so instead of like content days where we sit down and film the videos where you're speaking to the camera, it's more like B-roll days where we go out and just do fun stuff and get clips of it for B-roll for the vlogs. But yeah, that's basically what my days look like.
Gotcha. And Chipotle for lunch every day, right?
Every single day. Yeah. So I don't eat. I just drink coffee. Before I moved to Chicago, I lived in Tennessee, and so the nearest Chipotle was like a 20-minute drive or something like that, but I can see it from my window now. And so like, I could actually someday see the driver pick up the bowl, come to my crib, which is really cool.
I love that. And you know, like all jokes aside, it's part of optimizing that workflow, right? Because it would take you X amount of time to stop your work, get out of your deep work or your sales calls and go like make a meal, get all the groceries first and foremost, cook the meal, prepare it. And like, there's definitely a time and place for that, but it can also be super beneficial to increase productivity to just have that delivered. And so I love that. How do you balance work and life? Because it sounds like there's a lot of work in there and there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but how do you balance the work and the life and the play? Is it just scheduling months off or scheduling time off like in Mexico, like right now?
So yeah, that's one of the main ways that we do it, is we just try to plan ahead and think, okay, we know that we're the type of people who can put in like consistent effort, but it would be higher quality effort if we did give ourselves some time off. And so after these last two big sprints, which were 3 months long, we are testing out something new, which is like we're going to do 5 weeks of like really, really, really hard grind and then take like a little 3-day weekend to ourselves. And then also just throughout the week, it's hard to get to stay focused and see the bigger picture. And so a way that we kind of just treat ourselves or relax is like, I'll get dinner with my friends like a couple times a week. Like I think the night before I left, we got a really nice dinner, but obviously it's still talking business most of the time, but just having things like that, hanging out with friends in the evening is a great way to just like give myself a break and take a step back from like the day-to-day grind.
Totally. You keep saying we, and we're taking time off, and we are going to try this with our business. So it sounds like you have a decent sized team. Tell me more about your team. What do they do for you? And how did you find these different team members to work with in your agency?
Okay, 100%. So I guess the biggest part of we is my business partner, Brady. And we've been business partners since, I think we started our first business when I was 15 and he was 16. So that's like 3-4 years now. And I met him in high school, met him the first day of school on the bus, but we didn't become business partners until around sophomore year of high school or junior. I think it was end of sophomore. But so he handles a lot of the back end operations, client fulfillment stuff. And I'm more front end, marketing, sales. And then we have a little team built out on the front end. And so some setters, no closers yet. I still do all the sales for myself and then some VAs. And then we had a team for editing and content creation on the back end. That's about it. I mean, we're pretty lean. It's not much, but yeah.
Gotcha. You're talking about setters. So that's like appointment setters. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And closers, it's currently just you. And that's like sales call people who are actually closing the sale, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I'm understanding correctly, I'd love for you to explain a little bit more, but basically you have a social media marketing agency. People apply to then be set on an appointment schedule, and then you actually have that appointment and run them through a potential sales call if they're a good fit. Tell me more about that process. I'd love to learn more.
Yeah. So that's basically exactly what it looks like. So there's a couple of offers that we have, but we'll have business owners coming to us who have a problem. That problem is typically they don't have enough calls for their own offer, or they can't get more clients. They can't close the calls. And so they'll come to us and I'll have to take a look at their business. So first our setter will like make sure that they actually have a business and see what business they're running. And if it is a business that I could work with, we'll hop on a call and I'll dive into it, see what they're doing that is working, see what they're doing that's not working. And then if I see a way that I could help them with what I do with TikTok, I'll let them know what that looks like and see if they're interested in working together. And if they are, they'll pay me whatever the price is for my service. And we end up working together on that end. And then me and Brady help them on the back end with the strategy and help develop the systems for their business to start growing, getting fixing whatever that bottleneck was for them.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I know you just said TikTok. What are your thoughts on TikTok versus Instagram, TikTok versus Instagram versus YouTube Shorts? You know, where do all of those fit into the ecosystem?
So for me, it's not a question of TikTok or TikTok versus, it's TikTok plus. You need to be using them in tangent. TikTok and Instagram. So with TikTok itself, like you can build an audience, get a lot of eyeballs really, really fast, but that audience won't really have a lot of weight or depth. But if you can take that traffic from TikTok and push it to Instagram, Instagram's more of like a community platform. I like to look at it like that. You can interact with the community, there's stories, and there's so many more interactive features. Instagram feels more personal. And so using TikTok to push traffic to Instagram and then using Instagram to build a community and strengthen that relationship is what everyone should be doing. Instead of just thinking, oh, I should only be on TikTok or I should only focus on Instagram, you need to focus on both of them and find a way for them to work together. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, that's how you and I got connected. I found you on TikTok. I think I found you originally from one of your vlogs, and then I started following you and I started seeing a bunch more. And I was like, wow, I love this guy's content and he's so successful at such a young age. And then to actually like build our relationship and start having like conversations, and now to get you onto the podcast, we started having those messages on the DMs on Instagram. So no, I absolutely agree. What do you think about YouTube? Is YouTube like the king of all platforms? Is it just another platform? Where do you think YouTube fits in with all this?
So YouTube is the probably the best and the biggest platform. I'm like, all these short form platforms are great for getting attention really fast. But you also, like I said, TikTok doesn't have a lot of depth and Instagram doesn't have that much depth as well. And so if you are looking to go deep on concepts and value, YouTube is the place you need to be. Having, say, 1,000 followers on TikTok is nothing in comparison to having 1,000 subs on YouTube. Like each person is so much more valuable. They've gotten more value from you and there's more trust built there through YouTube. So I think everyone does need to be on YouTube. Like I recently have started diving into YouTube myself as well. I've only posted 3 videos, but I've already seen the power of it. Like my third video that I posted, I think it's at probably around 4,000 views now, which compared to the numbers I get on TikTok is nothing. But the results I've gotten, the people who have came to me are much higher quality. They already know me and they already trust me, and they're more likely to want to work with me just because they sat down and watched a 10-minute video of me talking about a topic, which is really cool to see.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I think if I was thinking about it in my head, like 4,000 views on YouTube, I would much rather have that than 40,000 on TikTok. But I was thinking about, what if we took this like up by 10x? Would you rather have, first of all, would you agree with what I just said, that 4,000 views on YouTube would be better than 40,000 on TikTok?
I completely agree with that.
Okay. So what about 4,000 views on YouTube compared to 400,000 on TikTok? Which one wins there?
Yeah, I probably still would go with YouTube, to be honest, because TikTok is like, anyone could go viral doing anything on TikTok.
Yeah.
But is that going to turn into something else? Not necessarily. I have a lot of friends. Like, I have a friend who, they get a video hit 4 million views, and he gained maybe 300, 400 followers, and the monetary aspect that contributed to, like, no money in his pocket. And so I know with YouTube, if you were to get even just 4,000 views, that more than likely, if you have a business and you are selling something, will attribute to some type of monetization.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so you posted a TikTok recently and I loved it. You said that there were three big differences between a good content creator and a bad content creator. So I'm putting you on the spot. You're gonna have to remember what you said in that video, but I would love if you could share that with my audience of what is the difference between someone who's not very good, maybe they suck at making content, and someone who makes good content and they're actually growing and increasing their engagement.
Okay, 100%. And so I'm going to give you 3 points. I don't know if they're the exact same 3 points. I know one of them is for sure.
Okay.
This was the biggest point of that video, and it's the one that I still, every day, I think about consistently. But for one, first of all, a good content creator needs to think about the audience and not just themselves. You can't make content that you want people to see. You need to be posting content that other people are actually going to enjoy, they're going to get value from, and they're going to actually sit down and watch. So when I'm making a video, I sit and I ask myself, what does my audience look like? Like, who's in my audience? And if I was them and I saw this on my For You page, would actually sit there and watch the entire video from start to finish. And so that's what I'm constantly thinking about. I'm thinking about the audience and not just myself. I don't care about what I want them to see. I just think about what they would want to see. Second of all, you need to be authentic. That was the biggest point of the last video, is just you need to be true to yourself, not really just out here fronting or posing for anything. People can see through that very easily. And like, I've had people come to me. So my friends, they run a really, really successful business, more successful than me, like 3, 4, 5 times bigger than me. And so they live a nice life. And so I had someone else come to me that was in a kind of a beginner, a different position. And they're like, should I be making content like these people and showing my lifestyle? Like, how do I get lifestyle content like this? And I was like, listen, bro, you're not in that position, so there's no need for you to like act like you're in a position that you're not. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, it's cool on TikTok because you can kind of see a progression of, like, if you scroll through my account, you can kind of see how I've progressed over time. So you can see my content go from me making videos in my college dorm to me having my like success with the business to now where I'm at, where I'm in Mexico right now, and then I live in a nice apartment now. You can kind of see that transition. But when I first started, I wasn't making any content about like my life or what I do or anything like that. I was strictly providing value. And so That's my third point, is you need to provide value. And value can come in three forms. There's probably more, but there are three main forms that I look at it is You can entertain someone, you can educate them, or you can drive an emotional response, whether that's like fear, happiness, motivation, sadness. And so you need to provide value in your content.
Gotcha. There was one thing that you mentioned also I saw on another TikTok that I thought was such a good point that I was glad that you said it, because I felt that it was something that needed to be said. And it was cool to see your own progression in this. And you were talking about being a good speaker, not necessarily having to be like a public speaker, but just being able to like communicate on video and communicate online. Myself personally, it's really funny to watch my old videos and just like the pacing and the stuttering, or the like, you know, I sound like I'm like a broadcast host on like NFL Sunday football. But I would love for you to talk a little bit more about that and how that relates to content.
Okay, for sure. So, I mean, content is video. Most people that make content now speak on video. And so being able to communicate and tell a story thoroughly and clearly is very important, because I mean, if you're not able to get that through, the person on the other end that's watching it is like just going to be bored. Every content creator needs to like practice speaking. And that practice just comes through reps. So every day when you're making videos, this is kind of how I got good. And I wouldn't say I'm the best. Like, this is still something that I work on all the time. But like, when I first started out making videos, it was terrible. Like, each video would take me probably like 5, 6, 7 tries to get it right. Each sentence would take me so many different tries to get it right. But as I made more and more videos, the time got faster. Like, I see this progression with my clients all the time. And like, my business partner, Brady, as well. Like, he started making content 2, 3 months ago, seriously. And he was like, yo, this takes me 3 hours to make one video. Like, recording it alone is like a 30, 40 minute process. And then editing it is like super long. But as he went through, a week later, he was like, oh, it only takes me an hour now. And then like 2 or 3 weeks, 4 weeks later, he was like, yeah, it takes me about 30, 40 minutes to make a video now. And he had a lot of success. He think he's gained 20,000 followers in the last 2 months. And he told me as well that the biggest thing that attributed to that was his speaking and his comfortability on camera. So he went from like being monotone and dull and kind of quiet on camera to where he was like shouting at the camera, showing a lot of emotion through his voice, like just showing his true personality. And then he also obviously got better at speaking. But yeah, it's a very, very important skill for all content creators to have.
Totally. I have two more questions for you. Second to last question, what's the best way to get in contact with you? Where can we learn more if we want to potentially get on a call and maybe join the agency? What's the best way to get connected with you?
100%. So if you haven't already, you can check out my TikTok. It's Eddie Cumberbatch, spelled like Benedict Cumberbatch spells his name. And then also, if you are interested in what I do, learning more about that, I have a free school community that kind of walks you through content creation and starting a online service-based business and using content to grow that business. And so the link to that is going to be on my social somewhere. So you can just go check out my TikTok or find it on Instagram, and you'll end up in that community.
Awesome. And then, Eddie, last question before I let you go here and enjoy the rest of your Mexico day. What advice would you give if you could only give one piece of advice, one tip to anyone watching or listening to this? Let's say they skip the entire rest of the podcast and they just fast forwarded to this one answer. What would you tell that one person?
No matter what you're doing, if you're running a business, you're not running a business, post a TikTok every single day for the next year and see where that takes you.
Post a TikTok every single day. I love how strategic that is. Like, we're not getting fluffy. We're not getting like motivational. Directly post a TikTok every day for the next year. I love it. Awesome. 100%. Awesome. Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate you being here and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, bro.
Make sure to give Eddie a follow. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you're interested in working with Eddie, check out his social media profiles to learn a little bit more about him and his agency. One of my personal biggest takeaways from today's episode is that if you want to get better at anything, you have to put in the practice. You have to put in the reps. If you want to be a better content creator, you have to create more content. If you want to grow on TikTok and become better at making TikTok videos or Reels or YouTube videos, start creating more content. Thank you so much for listening today. Have a great rest of your day. And as always, happy networking.